Chapter 13. Lexi paced back and forth in her small cottage. Nans and the ladies were at bingo, and Jack was out fishing, which left her with too much alone time on her to think about Dugasse's murder. Sprinkles lay on the floral cushion that was fitted to the seat of the green wicker rocker. Her eyes followed Lexi as she went back and forth. If the killer was this Chef Marchese, then how come no one saw him in the kitchen? She asked the little dog. Did he hide out by the dumpster and wait for Dugasse to come out? Or maybe he lured him out there? She looked at Sprinkles, who raised an eyebrow. I still think Sylvia Spicer is up to something. She's been acting way too jumpy. Sprinkles let out a little bark. And she asked about hiding the body. Sprinkles beat the side of the rocker with her tail. Do you have to go out? The little white dog jumped off the rocker and ran to the door. Lexi saddled the dog up in her harness and led her out through the porch and into the woods beside the cottage. It was dusk, and the air had cooled considerably. It was a perfect summer night, with peepers peeping and flowers perfuming the air. Lexi looked up and sighed at the perfectly round moon and abundance of bright stars. Sprinkles rummaged around in the leaves and pine needles, and Lexi's thoughts turned to Brad Meltzer rummaging around in Dugasse's desk. Just what had he been looking for? She had to admit, she'd never liked Brad. He always seemed like he was pulling something over on you. But just because he was a pompous jerk didn't mean he was a killer. Still, he had tried awfully hard to make her look guilty in front of Payne, and he was looking for something in Dugasse's office. She didn't fall for that excuse of him looking for the schedule. Surely he would have seen it right on the desk. No, he was up to something. Lexi was sure of it. She glanced up the hill at the dining hall. At this time of night, it would be empty. All the meals had been served and cleared, and the chefs and waitstaff would have gone home. Maybe she should poke around in Dugasse's office herself. If she discovered what Brad had been looking for, that could be a valuable clue. Maybe even the clue that cracks the case. Lexi dragged Sprinkles inside and changed into a pair of black jeans and a black t-shirt. She tied her hair up in a ponytail, then slipped on a pair of black Keds sneakers. Grabbing a small flashlight, she slipped out her front door and headed up the path to the dining hall. Lexi fingered the key to the kitchen's back door in her pocket. Should she? It wasn't too late to turn back. But she did have a key, so it wasn't like she was breaking and entering. Just entering. If anyone asked, she could just say she had to check on some stuff for the next day's desserts. She slid the key into the lock and clicked the door open. The kitchen was dark. Lexi didn't want to turn any lights on, so she switched on her small flashlight and angled it at the floor. Her heart thumped loudly in her chest as she made her way down the back passageway that led to Dugasse's office. The passage was more of a storage corridor. It had no windows and was pitch black, but she didn't want to risk going through the dining room with its giant windows to get to the main hallway. Rounding the corner to the main hall, she found Dugasse's door closed. Her heart squeezed. What if it was locked? She reached out for the knob, turned it slowly, and then breathed a sigh of relief when it twisted open. She cracked the door and slipped inside, closing the door behind her. As she approached the desk, she could hear Jack's voice in her head telling her how dangerous it was to come here alone. But he'd also said she should check each clue one by one, and this was the perfect time for her to look here. She might not get another chance. With a shrug, she pushed Jack's nagging voice out of her head, opened a drawer, and pointed her flashlight inside. She hunted around in the drawer for a few minutes, but found nothing except old papers, pencils, and pens. She moved to the next drawer and came up empty with this one, too. Lexi chewed on her bottom lip as she looked around the room. It wasn't surprising that she hadn't found anything in the desk drawers. She'd already seen Brad look in there, and he hadn't found what he was looking for. Maybe she should look somewhere that Brad hadn't already looked. A filing cabinet in the corner captured her attention. She opened a drawer slowly so as not to make any noise. Putting the flashlight in her mouth, she leafed through the folders, feeling deflated when all she found was old recipes. Recipes? Her heart pinged. Could Brad have been looking for a recipe? The recipe. The one for Dugasse's famous chili that everyone thought was going to win him the contest. Maybe Brad had plans to enter the contest on his own with that recipe. Winning the contest would be life-changing for a low-level chef like Brad. But was it life-changing enough to kill Dugasse for? A sudden noise in the hall startled Lexi, causing her to drop her flashlight, which turned off when it hit the floor. Who would be here at this time of night? Lexi's heart hammered against her ribcage as she dropped to her knees and groped for the flashlight. Her hand connected with the cold metal, and she clutched the light in her fist. Then she crouched under the desk and waited. Lexi held her breath, expecting someone to burst in the room at any second. She waited several minutes, listening to only the sound of her own heartbeat thudding in her ears, before she climbed out. Was someone in the hall? She crept over to the door and put her ear to it, but didn't hear anything. No light came in under the bottom of the door. She cracked the door open slowly and peeked out. Nothing. Pulling the door the rest of the way open, she slipped out into the hall. She was just about to head out the way she had come when a light at the other end of the hall caught her eye. It was coming from under Prescott Charles' door. Someone was in his office. Lexi tiptoed back down the hall and stood to the side of his door. Shadows moved in the light that spilled out from underneath, and she could hear the low murmur of voices. She leaned closer, straining to hear. Killed him.
You.
Snatches of conversation drifted out from the office, and Lexi pressed even closer. Were they talking about the murder?
No. Stubbed.
Lexi felt her heart jolt. They were talking about the murder. Who was in there? She stepped up next to the door, her heart lurching when a floorboard gave her away with a loud groan. The voices in the room stopped, and she froze in her tracks. Is someone out there? She heard a woman say from inside the room.
No one should be here at this time of night.
A man's voice this time, laced with panic. Lexi's mind whirled. Should she make a run for it or stay still? The door jerked open, causing her heart to plummet. Lexi's eyebrows mashed together as her eyes registered the scene in front of her. Sylvia Spicer stood directly on the other side of the door, her beige silk shirt untucked and rumpled. Prescott Charles stood close behind her, his eyes wide, face turning beet red. You, Sylvia pointed at Lexi, who backed up a step. What are you doing here? Lexi felt like a kid caught with her hand in the cookie jar, until she realized she wasn't the only one who wasn't supposed to be there. Me? What are the two of you doing? I thought I heard you talking about killing Chef Dugasse. Lexi blurted it out without thinking, then realized maybe she shouldn't have said it. If they really were the killers, then they'd already killed once, and there wasn't much to stop them from killing her. Lexi felt a pang in her stomach as she realized no one knew where she was. I didn't say I killed the chef. I asked Prescott if he killed the chef. Sylvia looked down, noticed her rumpled shirt turned red, and started smoothing it and tucking it in. Why would he kill Chef Dugasse? Sylvia and Prescott exchanged a look. Lexi wondered if she should make a break for it.
I wouldn't. I didn't, but...
Prescott stammered. What is going on? Lexi demanded. Sylvia sighed and turned to Prescott. We might as well tell her. She's so nosy. She's not going to stop until she finds out the truth. And it's better that we give her the real story. Nosy? Lexi's back stiffened, and she raised her eyebrows, waiting for the real story. Sylvia ran her fingers through her blonde hair and looked at Lexi. You were right about me having an affair. Lexi's eyebrows shot up. She knew it. But it wasn't what Dugas say, Sylvia added. Lexi's eyebrows fell back down and mashed together. It was with Prescott. Sylvia turned to Prescott and he nodded. Lexi felt her mouth fall open. She ping-ponged her eyes back and forth between the two of them. But why did you act so squirrely about Dugasse's death? Sylvia sighed, collapsing into the guest chair. Dugasse found out about our affair and he threatened to blackmail us.
So when he ended up dead, we each thought the other might have done it,
Prescott added. So that's why you asked about hiding the body? Lexi turned to Sylvia. But why would you think I would want to hide it? I don't know what I was thinking. When I saw him dead, I panicked. Prescott put his hand on Sylvia's shoulder.
So you see, we were acting strange because we were covering for each other.
Lexi narrowed her eyes. That's what you say. But how do I know the two of you weren't in on it together?
We both have alibis.
You do? Yes, Sylvia said. Justin was in the freezer at the same time I was that morning. We discussed the way Chef had yelled at Thomas.
And I was in a meeting with 8 other people,
Prescott added. Lexi felt her stomach deflate. Sylvia had been her best suspect, and now she'd have to find someone else. But who? Hey, what are you doing here this time of night anyway? Sylvia interrupted her thoughts. Lexi felt her cheeks grow warm. Well, I caught Brad Meltzer going through Dugasse's office the other day, and I wanted to see what he was up to. Meltzer? He's been acting really strange since Chef Dugasse died, Sylvia said. How so? Like a jerk. I mean, he was always kind of a jerk, but now, with Chef gone, he's being rather disrespectful and refusing to do the tasks I give him.
Do you think he wanted the head chef job? Prescott asked.
Maybe. But since I was the sous chef, he would know that I would be the likely candidate for that job. I can assure you, I won't be making him the next sous chef. Maybe he is just upset at Dugasse's passing. He really seemed to adore him, Lexi suggested. Sylvia pressed her lips together. I don't know. He followed Dugasse around, but he didn't seem to admire him. It was more like he was stalking him.
You don't think he had anything to do with Dugasse's murder, do you?
Prescott asked. I don't think he could have been the killer, Lexi said. He was standing right in front of me about the time the chef got murdered, or shortly after. I would think he'd have had blood on him or been unsettled, but he wasn't. Well, I don't know who could have done it, if it wasn't you. Sylvia looked pointedly at Lexi. It wasn't. You have more of a motive than I do. Lexi's voice rose along with her anger.
Ladies,
Prescott cut in.
Let's say it wasn't either one of you. Who would have had the strongest motive?
Maybe the wife, Sylvia answered. According to Detective Payne, the wife has an alibi, Lexi said. Sylvia sighed and glanced at Prescott.
I just hope the killer is found soon, so people don't dig too deep into the goings-on here and find out about us.
Prescott cleared his throat.
Yes, Lexi, I hope we can keep each other's secrets.
Secrets? Prescott gestured out into the hall.
We won't tell that you were in here after hours looking around if you keep quiet about our relationship.
Lexi stared at the two of them. The last thing she needed was someone telling Payne she was sneaking around in here. It would make her look guilty of something. And since she didn't really care about their affair, she figured that was a good deal. Sure, I'll keep quiet, but I might need your help.
With what?
Victoria Dugasse said her husband kept sneaking out at night, presumably to meet his lover, Lexi said. Sylvia and Prescott shrugged.
So?
I thought he was meeting Sylvia, but if he wasn't, then where was he going? And who was he meeting? Lexi asked.
I would have no idea.
Prescott spread his arms, palms out, and shrugged.
Wait a minute, Sylvia said.
I might. Lexi raised her brows at the other woman and gestured for her to elaborate.
A couple of nights ago, when I was leaving here after, meeting Prescott, I noticed someone cooking in the kitchen. I'm pretty sure it was Dugasse.
Lexi felt her heartbeat kick. Did you see anyone else with him?
Sylvia's cheeks turned pink. I didn't want anyone to know I was here, so I didn't go near the kitchen, but I'm sure I heard him talking in there.
That's odd. Why would he meet his secret lover in the dining hall kitchen and cook? Lexi wondered.
Stranger things have happened, Prescott said. I can tell you one thing, though. If we can figure out who he was meeting, we may have found our killer.